Welcome to the show. Welcome to Your Thought Life podcast. I'm your host, Michael Anderson. And on this podcast, we help people overcome mindset challenges to fast track personal and professional success. If you haven't already, do subscribe and follow the podcast so you don't miss any of the episodes that are released on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And for each of you who will take the time after you finish listening to head over to wherever you listen and grant us a rating or a review, thank you, thank you, thank you, and thank you. And your support of the podcast is truly appreciated. Controlling your emotions is our topic for today. And I know that this is one of those topics that is, shall we say, very difficult for us to sometimes get our arms around because of the patterns that we find ourselves entrapped, encased in from time to time with respect to our emotions and how we automatically rise to an occasion and how we automatically respond to a set of circumstances, good, bad, or indifferent. Each of us has, as a part of our identity, a deeply ingrained procedural mechanism with which we engage. And more often than not, our emotions are out in front of us. For today's topic, what we're really going to take a look at is, why is it hard for us to control our emotions? What's the importance? Then some tips and tricks to really help you get control of your emotions, or as the title suggests, controlling them. You know that emotions play a fundamental role in all of our day-to-day interactions and our human experiences. Emotions are just as important as our feelings are, and they serve as an intricate thread, if you will, or a fabric for our experiences, for our interactions, and they're a leading indicator that something is getting ready to go down on the inside of us, and it's probably going to manifest in our behavior. Bottom line is, we can't do without our emotions. They're an essential part of all that we do. We need them for survival, communication, decision making, even bonding with people that we enjoy and love and are in relationship with, all the way through motivation and what we're going to deal with today, self-regulation. When I think about my emotions and how they interact with me as part of my day-to-day moves in the various circles that I move in, I literally feel all sorts of things in a given day. And they're invoked by a whole host of things that are going on around me, that are going on inside of me. It just creates for a breeding ground of spontaneous combustion and activities that sometimes when I take a look back after it's all said and done, I go, gosh, I could have dealt with that better. And when I further refine my analysis to look for what was the root cause, it was my emotions. I didn't check them. I, in essence, was not in control when, in fact, I blurted out what I blurted out, or did what I did, said what I said, or displayed that body language that told the whole story in and of itself. It's interesting because the research in neuroscience has revealed that our brains have evolved with a complex network of neural circuits responsible for regulating emotion. This is one of the cool things about being at the apex of creation. We have this capability. One crucial structure within the mind is the amygdala, and it's often dubbed as the brain's emotional hub. It's here where we really begin to understand how all of this stuff comes together and works either for our good or not so much, depending on, again, how we respond to those emotions that bubble up. So we know that the amygdala is responsible for processing the emotions, but you probably didn't know that it also triggers our fight or flight response. Take that, then add to it the prefrontal cortex. And in this particular scenario, the prefrontal cortex acts as a control tower. and it exerts top-down regulation over the emotional impulse. If you're not at a level of awareness of what's going on inside of you, you miss the subtle cue, and then you fly off the handle, you lose control, you do all of those things that you regret. Least now, from a chemical and from a physiological standpoint, you understand how all of these things are working together. Now, what's with this whole control mechanism? We understand that the prefrontal cortex, our conscious mind, has the ability for us to engage at a different level as a watchtower. When we heighten our sense of awareness, we're able to catch the little space that exists between the stimulus and the response, where the stimulus is the emotion, the response is the ensuing behavior. When we get good at this and we utilize that watchtower through a heightened sense of awareness to help us understand when this thing is getting ready to flare up and cause our behavior to act up, it's here where we begin to see how this innate capability can be leveraged by each and every one of us. Listen, there's all sorts of environmental stressors. Then we got our past experiences. We've got these learned behaviors. We got people that don't like us that just literally want to press our buttons. We've got the stressors of the day. We've got all this comparative stuff going on social media and in marketing. We are bombarded with a whole plethora of reasons to get in our heads, to get in our emotions and stay there. What I'm saying is we have a control mechanism that we can leverage, but we got to settle ourselves down, heighten our sense of awareness so we can catch the cues. The greatest weapon against stress is our ability to choose one thought over another, says William James. We have to take full responsibility for everything that goes on in this body or in our bodies. And if we want to be in a position where we can live life to the fullest and literally control our emotions, it's going to take some intentionality. I'm here to help you with that mission. Let me give you a couple of things that you can begin to do right away that will help you raise your level of awareness. And then let me get you some other tools that you can leverage so that when these things take place, episode by episode, incident by incident, a little gain here and a little gain there, over time, you get to a point where you're in control of your emotions, and therefore you heighten your sense of EQ, emotional intelligence, and you come off as an individual who is grounded, who can control themselves under a variety of different circumstances. And this is a distinguishing feature because it's not many people that can do this. Number one, mindfulness practices. We want to cultivate to the extent that we have a heightened sense of awareness, mindfulness practices. When you do this, you're going to meditate. When you meditate, you are getting to know yourself. The more you understand, family, about how you tick, how you move, how you think, what your triggers are, the things that make you sad, mad, uptight, and all of the rest, the more you get intimate with understanding your composition, the easier it's going to be for you to control your emotions. Because as I've shared, the ground floor, the very entry level for you to start this pathway is a heightened sense of awareness. Maybe you're like me 4, 5, 6 years ago, and you're in a job that just poses a tremendous amount of pressure. Being an executive poses a tremendous amount of pressure. If you find yourself in this scenario, Good news, there are stress management techniques, and you can engage in little activities where you just break away from the crowd for a moment, break away from your computer for a moment. I don't smoke, but sometimes when the smokers would go out, you know, I would go out, walk around the campus and just sort of clear my head, listen to some birds, listen to some vehicles or something off in the distance, something that would give me a meditative-like state where I could begin to just release from all of the stressors that were taking place. If I couldn't break away, then I would do some deep breathing exercises right there at my desk. I closed my office door, and for about 5 minutes, I would just do the 5-5-5 breathing technique. I come out of that, and I'm feeling refreshed, I'm feeling grounded. I've gotten rid of a whole lot of excess cortisol. Now, with this level of relaxation, I can begin to think clearly about the objectives at hand. Number three is social support. We all need some people around us that we can depend on. Some people who are rooted and grounded, doing life like we're doing life, have the same dreams, goals, and aspirations, and literally are striving for the same personal development milestones. Gosh, if you got someone like that in your life that you can phone right quick, send a quick text to, FaceTime when you're in a pinch, when you're in a crunch, and you can just pull up with them right quick and, you know, check in, so to speak. You guys can do your whole temperature check routine, and because they know you and like you and love you, perhaps they're going to know you're in not such a good place. You get to open up, be transparent. The mere fact that you're sharing this is just being released from your body. Social support is fantastic. There's a caveat, though. This has to be someone, again, who is very well suited for the role. I personally select people who are further along their personal development journey than I am. Or maybe they have achieved some higher milestones that are in my line of sight. And they already understand the trajectory I'm on and the things I'm going to face. And so they're ready references to help me break through those situations. These are the type of people you want to have in your portfolio to help you out whenever you're in a time of need. I feel like the podcast episodes, the way they get curated and the timing with which they are delivered always seem to be right on point. Because I'm talking to people just this week across a wide spectrum of disciplines within the work environment. And I'm hearing them say things to themselves that's very, very critical. That's a little bit more than harsh, certainly lacking compassion. I think that number four suggests that self-compassion is a thing. It's a real thing that all of us should practice, treating ourselves with kindness and understanding. We don't have to be flawless. There aren't any humans that are flawless. To hold ourselves to such a high standard simply doesn't make sense. It's a travesty to see how this can play out in someone's life when, in fact, they could replace all of that derogatory energy with some good old-fashioned love. And that love will do them, will do us so much good for restoration, for recovery, and for forgiveness. Offer yourself the exact same level of support that you supply to your best friends and loved ones. It's totally normal for this to take place. It's just not, unfortunately, one of those topics that we hear a whole lot about, and therefore we think that because Uncle Rodney was really tough on himself and no one really said anything about it, they just allowed it to persist. Oh, that's just Uncle Rodney. That's okay, when in fact it's not. Let me stop there. Another thing that we need to do is set some boundaries. We only have so much time in a day. As we're looking at that time commitment, something starts to infringe upon that time commitment. Guess what? We're going to have an emotional flare-up. because now we're getting anxious. Now we're oversubscribed. We've got too much going on, and there's not enough of us to give to all of the activities that require us to participate. This is something that we are in total control of and that we can most certainly control. It does take some time getting used to saying no. And for some people who are yes people, not judging their promise, it's a little more difficult because they have a propensity to desire to please. For them to not be able to do that, there's some internal struggling that's taking place that they have to separate from in order to pull this off. The last thing that I want to add to your toolkit is gratitude. Cultivating a daily regimen of taking the time to articulate in a voice that's just loud enough for you to hear all of the things that are going right and documenting those in a format where if your day starts to go weird, you start to feel that stress and you start to feel pressure on your job and you're not being as compassionate to yourself as you would like to. You're still in the process of setting those boundaries and you haven't yet heighten your awareness to the extent that you can capture or seize the moment between stimulus and response. Well, this is a good time for you to have that list ready that when any of these things pop up and you need to get back to homeostasis, your normal, your typical state where you're neutral, so to speak, then writing those down and having them on your phone, some sort of an electronic format that you can get to review is really, really helpful. Reflecting on the things you're thankful for takes you completely out of a negative, woe is me, I'm not enough disposition and places you into, squarely into the category of I can do it, I am worthy, I'm positive, I'm glass half full. And it's here where gratitude really gets to strut its stuff because it shifts our focus away from that which isn't working to that which is working. And you can't be in two states at the same time. If you're positive, you can't be negative, and vice versa. The goal for today was to really help you understand that you do have everything that you need to control your emotions. We talked about why it's sometimes hard for us to control our emotions. And we talked about the importance. And we've gave you some tips and tricks that you can utilize right away to begin turning a corner that you are able to control your emotions. In the realm of, let's just call it human experience, emotions are something that we can't get away from. We don't want to get away from them, but we want to remain in charge because if we don't take charge, they will attempt to take charge. Our ability to control our emotions, we know from a physiological standpoint, we have the wiring. We just need to increase our awareness. And by doing so, we change our future. We change our destiny. And we're able to go and obtain those things that we have as a part of our dreams, goals, aspirations, and vision. If we master controlling our emotions, we can navigate the complexities of life with greater poise and resilience and steering toward the shores of fulfillment and well-being. And I want to thank you so much for tuning in, and that concludes this episode. I appreciate your time and your attention. You can reach me on IG at Your Thought Life, Y-O-R Thought Life, no spaces. I want to remind you that you are enough. You can do it. You are uniquely equipped to realize your goals. Until next time, take care and be safe.